All right, we got one more monologue for you tonight. We're going to close it out with the Nerdologues member, also a producer at this theater. So maybe if you have a show, you should talk to this guy. Mr.
No,
Chris.
Don't.
You know what? No one ever talked to Chris Geiger here, everybody.
Hello.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Chris.
How's everyone doing tonight?
Hi.
Good. I don't want to turn this into a dark night.
Yeah.
Do you die? Is that how that works?
Too late.
That was my joke, Chris.
Too late. But
I'm still gonna do it.
So last Friday I was experiencing my new beginning working on the theater. We actually started to get into the space and start cleaning up. I spent 12 hours in this room clearing up back rooms and taking out trash and everything. And for me, that was an incredibly big deal because I spent 4 years in college doing theater, having a home base. I don't know if any of you do theater, there's a very big sense of having a home base, like that stage that you kind of love, And I haven't had that in a long time, so I felt very strongly about this being my home base. So I was very excited to spend the entire day here, and then when I left, I went to Chicago Sketchfest, and I caught a show, and then when I left the Sketchfest that night around 11 o'clock, I got mugged and carjacked. And I'm telling this, one, to get this story on a podcast, so when people ask me what happened, I can just point them at the podcast. And for two, because there's, poignant shit and yada, yada, yada. So what happened that night was one of the most horrifying experiences of my life, and I lost my entire house to a hurricane in Mississippi. I was walking up a street. It was just in, it was off Lakewood. It was about 2 blocks north of Belmont, off of Southport and Roscoe, not very far from civilization, and two guys came up behind me and mugged me. They put a knife to my throat, took everything out of my pockets, told me if I said anything, they would cut me in my throat and kill me. So I said, you can have everything I own. And I won't say a word. And then they found on my keys that there was a car key, and they were like, where are you going? And I was like, I'm just going home. And they were like, well, where does this go to? And I was like, it goes to my car. And they're like, where's your car? And when two guys are standing there and one of them has a knife at you, you don't lie. So I said, my car is right around the corner. And they walked with me with a knife to my back to my car, where they proceeded to try to get me into the car. And I refused. I said, if this is going to happen, then I want it to be on my, I want to fight for it, and then after a brief struggle, they got into the car and I held on to the inside of the car door like I was Superman trying to stop it from going. Also because I was very nervous and my hands tensed up. They gunned it and I started running alongside my car. And for a brief moment, everyone kind of thinks they're an action hero. And I thought for a brief moment that I could pull this guy in such a way that he would crash my car. Because if he was going to try to take it, then I didn't know what was going to happen to it. And I was like, well, if he's going to take it, then I'm going to crash him. Fuck my car, because fuck this guy. And he stared me in the eyes as he's gunning it. And I'm running alongside the car, and then I can't run anymore. And I go flying off the car, and he goes speeding off and closes the door and into the distance. Meanwhile, my body, the momentum of my body, propels me into the street, into the intersection. I land on my arm, fracture my elbow, and go sliding between two cars about 6 feet into the intersection, where traffic thankfully stopped. So if there was ever a need to be a low-rent Jason Bourne, I really proved it. And thankfully, there were people there. There were people in that intersection. They came to my aid, and they helped me, and they called the police for me. And I got to find some friends, and they helped me out and sat with me in the hospital as I got my arm checked out and got me home that night. Now, there's the first real reason of telling that story because, one, I wanted to get it on the podcast, and two, I kind of wanted to say it. But there's also the other reason why I wanted to say this, so I could say thank you to people that might listen to this and to people who are here. Because over the course of the next few days, this is probably, I went from being at a really high point in my life to being at the absolute lowest. And if you've never been in the middle of Chicago, when you're from Alabama, and had all of your things taken in front of you, you watched your car go in the distance away from you, and you have nothing, and don't know anyone's phone number, it is the most humbling experience you'll ever have in your entire life. And to go to that low, and then have over the course of the next couple of days, the most supportive people in the entire world help you. It was an incredible experience. I had the greatest outpouring of love, from the notes, the emails, to my roommate being with me every day, you know, the jokes and the help. Someone ordered me a pizza.
Delicious.
I shared with my roommate while I was high on Vicodin. To the car that I was lent to run errands, you know, and the kindness that was shown from people. And an incident like that, when two guys do that to get some money so they can get drugs, you know, you really think you've seen, like, the depths of humanity. You've really seen what is horrible. And in that moment, I was shown also the height of humanity. That people are good. I got hundreds of emails and support. And while it's impossible to expect that level of kindness and sympathy shown at all moments of your life, it is really something that as human beings we should strive for. I don't mean to wax philosophical, you know, but one of our, as a species, greatest wishes is to be remembered. And I will remember every single person who showed me kindness this past weekend. Even if it was small, I will remember it. Lastly, one of my oft-referenced monologues that I've told is the It Gets Better monologue, right? And there's never been a time to put it into practice than with this incident. And I can stand here today with a new phone and new keys and new debit card, and I found my card. I can honestly say it does. So thank you all for listening, and thank you people who might listen to this podcast for helping me, and be good to each other, guys.